Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah and Happy New Year. This is our first Hump Day Hallelujah of the new year since last Wednesday was New Year's Eve and quite frankly, we took the day off. But it's good to be gathered together this morning on the day after Epiphany to talk about Epiphany and what it means. On Epiphany yesterday, or actually today when we're filming, I saw a reference from a Facebook friend online of a quote from another source that I actually then went back to the source to read the quote directly. I know that's unusual, but yes, I did verify that something I saw on Facebook actually existed in printed format. And it comes from Shane Claiborne's Common Prayer, A Liturgy for Ordinary Radicals. And from his devotion for today, January 6th, he provides a definition of Epiphany. Epiphany means to make manifest. By the 4th century, Epiphany was a major annual celebration for the church. It's a season when we see Jesus' divine mission revealed, when the Magi visit him, and then we remember his baptism, miracles, ministry, and his call for us to follow. On this past Sunday here at Ascension, Pastor Bruce preached, easy for me to say, about Jesus' invitation for the disciples and for us to come and see. And what he invited us to come and see was to see him, to see his ministry, the impact of his ministry, much as the Magi were invited from the Far East to come and see the Christ child, to see what God was doing here on earth, and this ministry, this life and ministry that was begun with Christ's birth. And so each of us are invited to come and see the good news of God's love that is revealed in our interactions one with another, as Pastor Bruce talked about in his sermon, that as we engage the world, as we visit one another, we become Christ to one another. And in those interactions, Christ is present. And so that's my encouragement for you today on this, the day after Epiphany, is to be a part of making manifest, revealing the good news of Christ's love in your life, through your actions, through the things that you say, the things that you post on Facebook, through the way you merge when getting on the freeway, to reveal and make manifest the good news of God's love given for all the world, available to all, that they might come to experience God's love, to come to know him in a real and powerful and life-changing way. As they say, 'tis the season in this time after Epiphany to reveal how Christ has made himself known to you and how does he make himself known through you. Thanks for spending a part of this day with me. I hope to see you in worship on Sunday and next week here at this same time. And hopefully with some of this sunshine as I'm basking in right now, just a reminder that even when the clouds are low and we can't see it, the sun is always shining. So may it shine upon you and through you. Take care.